Next item on the agenda is public hearing, consideration of amendment to Regulation 4 VAC 20-7-2010 to reopen rotation Area 5 in the Rappahannock River to the harvest of oysters by hand scrape during the month of March 2010.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Jim.
Which disc is it?
Mine's out your eye right there.
There you go. In September, we had a public hearing on the seasons, and we opened Area 5, which is down here, Temple Bay, for a month. And at that time, in the deliberations, we said we would go back and look at this area after we had done the fall stock assessment and see if it would warrant opening for an additional month. We have fall stock assessment, and even though the numbers of orchards are down, there's still some orchards there. And we also, I contacted Kellum Seafood because they had bought a big part of the orchards that were out there. And he keeps really good records. And from this area, his average at the beginning of the season was 11 bushels per boat, and he was 9 at the end of the season. So it would show that there is still some stock in that area. And so we would recommend reopening this area for March. There's not a lot there, but it for the local guys, that there will be something for them to do for at least until crabbing season. Now, during this month, I mean, we've had the normal requests. I mean, I've had 10 or 15 people call in that wanted to extend the season in Tangier, Pugmoke, and I've had people calling in asking to extend other areas, but we kind of made a rule on these things that we would try not to relook at these things again in the middle of the season and reopen them. And but the difference in this one is that we said right at the beginning that we would look at this area and see if we could add an additional one.
Okay. And
any questions?
We do have a letter that was just passed out by Tommy Kellum, and I'll read the hope all is well. Please find here and support from our company for the opening of Rappahannock Temples Bay Area 5. Hand scrape bids for the month of March is advertised. Our company procured a large amount of these oysters during the October season and found stock population to be good and also healthy. We purchased 5,024 bushels during that season with an average per boat bushel of 11, as Jim indicated. The opening week average was 12, ending week average 9 bushels, showing a very sustainable harvest. Tommy Kellum. So that confirms exactly what Jim was saying. Any questions of Dr. Wesson? Mr. Bowden.
I have one pertaining to what you mentioned a moment ago, Tangier and Pugmoke. I've had the same request. I thought it would be people here today for it, but I guess it's not. You know, I think one of the main differences with the Pugmoke and Tangier area is the season comes in later. They got caught in all the ice and had to work very little. Sam, which you know very well, worked 8 days in January. He's worked, I think, 9 or 10 days before this month. The ice can't get out of the creek. The creek is so long as he's like. But if there's no one here asking for it, I guess, you know, it just wouldn't be right for me to ask him up here. So.
Well, I mean, we give a long season in Tangier, Pugmoke, because we're factoring in bad days. I mean, last year we didn't have many bad days, and I had more calls to me saying we should close it because they're harvesting too much there. So, I mean, and I talked to the couple of guys in Tangier, and they're very satisfied with their season. They were catching their limits on Monday. Yeah, yesterday when I talked to them. So
they're still doing it now.
So, I mean, I think we kind of hit a good balance this year, and we probably should not push it for extra time. So.
Okay.
because we'll rotate into a different area next year, and we hope to leave some stock here for the year after the next impact year.
Go on a two-year rotation.
It's 2 year back.
Okay, any other questions, Dr. Wesson? Dr. McConaughey.
Yeah, at what point, my worry is that by reopening it, we're going to start to damage some of the smaller oysters and affect the future reproductive capacity of this.
This is this year's stock assessment, and the area that we're talking about is right here. Unfortunately, there's very little to damage. We've had almost no set in this area. We have a very small number of smalls, but this area is nature. I mean, it didn't make a difference whether it was the sanctuary here or not. It was the numbers are low, and so it's a very widely distributed stock here. Low density. So in the dredges, you're not, even though you drag around a few oysters, you don't drag around a lot of oysters, and it's relatively deep water. So, I mean, we're going to be depending on getting another set in this area in either this year, 2010, or 2011, in order to restock this for it. So, I mean, this rotation harvest is, we have sanctuaries within each of these areas. We have sanctuaries all across from area 1 to area 6, and if the orchards do what they're supposed to, there should be enough in these other areas to repopulate it, and I don't think just adding a little bit of time here is going to, there's just not going to be much to catch. That's the biggest issue. It's just not a lot of stock for them.
Other questions? Thank you. This is a public hearing. Staff recommendation is to reopen Area 5, month of March. Anyone wish to be heard on this matter? If not, the matter is before the commission. Mr. Lane.
I move we adopt the regulations in accord with staff recommendations.
Is there a second to the motion? Second by Mr. Fox. Further discussion? All in favor of the motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Motion carries. Thank you, Jim.